All right. Cleared. Yeah, I don't know if I would get a use of it, but I know on repeater books, it actually has that monitor thing for DTAR, if it's active or not. And it also has activity for the All-Star stuff. But I don't have, I have All-Star on the analog repeater, but I don't, it's not connected. It'll never be connected to the network. The audio sounds like crap. The standalone repeater, it sounds great. Actually, it's the cleanest I've ever gotten, the repeater. It is so clean and clear, and the audio is just perfect on the standalone repeater. But connected to the network, it's very grainy, and the audio sounds like crap. That's the problem with these MMDBM repeaters. They just don't sound right. Now, if it was a full-blown D-Star repeater with the FM analog, oh, it would sound amazing. But I don't have that kind of money. That's like, just for the repeater itself, it's like $2,500. Yeah, the heck with that. And it doesn't put out anything than 25 watts. That's the highest power setting they have for that repeater. So I get 50 watts out of my machine, and it works a lot better. But, yeah, they do have some monitoring stuff. I just don't see a point in it. Maybe it's just to see what the activity's like. Maybe, I don't know. I have to do a little more homework on it and look into it, but I don't think it's worth my time or even the moment. I really don't even care if anybody keys up on analog because the repeater's mostly D-Star anyway. So, but I've already had a couple key ups on analog, and it's just local traffic. One guy was bitching about the D-Star stuff because he's, oh, I can hear digital. Well, that's what the repeater is. It's digital. Well, it's not supposed to be that way. I said, go look in the coordination. It is supposed to be that way. It's D-Star and analog. Anyway, I'm just tired of fighting with people. Okay, he's a stupid guy.